songs are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are in Matthew chapter 7. Last week I stopped at verse 14, and I'll continue from there this week. The word was saying to us last week and still saying to us this week and will always say to us. Verse 14 says, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. So people of God, Jesus was saying that there are only few on this narrow road that leads to life eternal. And let us be among that number of the few that are on this pathway. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your people, O God, who have taken the time out to hear your word. We thank you, O God, that your word, O God, is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Your word prevents us from stumbling on this journey. So we just thank you, O God, for illumination of your word to us this evening. That as we continue, O God, in the gospel writings of Matthew, O God, we will see, O God Almighty Lord, and hear and understand and apply your word unto wisdom. Have your way, O God, in our lives, O God. Transform us by the renewing of our minds, that we may know what is good and acceptable and what your perfect will is for us. So we just thank you again for what you're doing in this season. Thank you for your people. Thank you for touching right now those that are sick. Mighty God, we pray for healing for your people. Oh God, for your word said that by your stripes we are healed. So we just thank you right now for bringing forth healing. Those, oh God, who are hearing my voice at this time, whatever the sickness is, we pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now that your people will be in good health and prosper. And we just thank you that your word, oh God, which is life, will infuse in the hearts of your people. Oh God, bringing forth life and light and hope. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you again. We bless and praise and honor you as we look to you by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say amen. Amen. So at this time, we go on to verse 15 of Matthew 7. Verse 15 of Matthew 7. So Jesus was now warning against false prophets. So he said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly, they are ravenous wolves. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly, they are ravenous wolves. What was Jesus saying? So Jesus was warning his disciples to beware of deceivers, false prophets who disguise themselves as children of light. They disguise themselves, people of God, and they come to deceive God's people. They are agents of the devil. So we have to understand that, children of God. And let us not be taken up with everything that we hear coming to us from all these false teachers that are going around, these false prophets coming with words to deceive God's people. Well, let us ask God for discernment, especially in these last days. We need discernment so we can be able to know who is right from who is wrong. So we have to come to understand that there are false prophets, as Jesus said, who have gone out into the world. They are in sheep clothing. They are dressed like us. They look like us. They talk like us, but they are deceivers. So beware of them. So they are here to deceive. False prophet who disguise themselves as children of light, but are agents of the devil. So we want to read, turn to Matthew 24, 3 to 5, and see what Jesus says here. Matthew 24, 3 to 5. The word said, now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus said, look at what Jesus said to them. Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceive you. Take heed. Pay attention, church, that no one deceives you. Pay attention. Take heed that no one deceives you. Verse 5 says, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Many are going to come in Jesus' name, and they are going to deceive many of God's people. Many will be deceived because they are coming with flattering words, words to entice and to lure God's people away from the truth. They are coming with words, people of God, that will sound good, sound nice to us. They are coming with words that will entice us. The word tells us that in the last days, Paul was saying to Timothy, in the last days, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So people of God, these false prophets are come out. They're dressed up, looking like us, look like a sheep. But they are wolves, Jesus said, ravenous wolves coming to destroy God's people. They are agents of the devil. So we have to know and understand what Jesus is saying. Take heed that no man deceive you. Pay attention. Open your eyes. Ask the Lord to open our eyes to see and our ears to hear and our understanding that we may understand and know and be able to detect those that are false. And if you don't know the truth, you can't detect what is false. We have to understand, children of God, even in the banking system, to identify the counterfeit bill. Those that are working in the bank have to know the real. They study the real money. They study the real bill. They don't study the counterfeit. They study the real bill. So when the counterfeit comes, they know. We also must study God's word. We must know the truth of God's word. So when false doctrine comes, we know it. But because the people of God have been so far from his word, when the false teachers come, they don't even know. They're saying it sounds good, but it's not of God. It's not of his word. We need to understand and to know and say that's not of God. That's not in the word. People of God. So we have to know and understand. We are in the last days. What are the signs of your coming, Jesus? Jesus didn't start to tell them about all the earthquake and those things first. The first thing he said, take heed lest no man deceive you. And people of God, let us pay attention and ask the Holy Spirit to heighten our discernment that we will see and know and understand when the false teachers come, when the false prophets come. And we will know them by their fruit. Look at verse 16 of Matthew 7. He said, you will know them by their fruits. So Jesus is showing us. Jesus is teaching us. Jesus, how am I going to know them? He said, you will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes? Or figs from thistles? What was Jesus saying here? Jesus was saying that their character will display who they are. Their character will display who they are. The thorn bushes cannot produce grapes, neither the thistles fig. So, verse 17, we go on to 17. Jesus said, even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. What is Jesus saying here, children of God? Every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit, or corrupt fruit. So we are going to look at what Jesus is really saying. What is this analogy? Look on the good tree. The good tree bears good fruit. So we are going to be looking on the fruit of the Spirit, which is the good fruit. So if we are led by the Spirit, we will produce the fruit of the Spirit. So we are going to look at Galatians 5, 22 to 23. Galatians 5, 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So no human effort or the law can produce these fruits. These fruits are produced by the Spirit. So if we are being Spirit-led, children of God being Spirit-led, we will bear good fruits. Jesus said, even so, every good tree bears good fruit. So our character will display who we really are. So people of God, Jesus is showing us how to identify these false prophets by their character. But look on the bad tree. The bad tree, the analogy of the bad tree, which shows what? The works of the flesh. The bad tree or the corrupt tree shows the works of the flesh. And we also find that in Galatians 5. Galatians 5, 19 through 21. The word said, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissension, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So people of God, can it be any clearer? The good tree bears good fruit. The fruit of the Spirit will be displayed in the lives of those who are truly in a relationship with Jesus. Those who are truly walking in the Spirit. Those who are truly yielded to the Spirit. And when we are yielded to the Holy Spirit, children of God, we will produce. He produced through us. He will produce in us the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So we will see these fruit in our lives. But the bad tree, the works of the flesh, people of God, the old fleshly nature, the old Adamic nature will be on display in our lives if we are that bad tree, that corrupt tree. The works of the flesh will be manifested in our lives, people of God, according to Galatians 5, 19 through 21. So we, as God's people, have to know these things. Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits. So we don't have to be wondering if this person is real or not. Look on what he's producing. Look on what his character is displaying. Look at verse 18. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit. Matthew 7, 18. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. People of God, this is so true. A good person cannot display evil character. No. Neither can an evil person bring forth good character. Jesus is making it so clear to us. And many times we complicate things. It is so clear. A good person cannot display evil character. So if you are displaying evil character, you're not good. And we need to ask the Lord to change us. A good person cannot display evil character. Neither can an evil person bring forth good character. If you're evil, we don't expect you to be bringing forth no good character. So we are going to refer to Mark 7. Mark 7, 17 through 23. We are going to look at what Jesus said. So when he had entered a house away from the crowd, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. So he said to them, "Are you thus without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever enters in a man from outside cannot defile him?" So he was speaking on the about the Pharisees and all those who were saying that his disciples were not washing their hands. They were so concerned about the external and what would be going inside that man that they believe would defile him. But Jesus was telling them that is what comes from the heart. So Jesus was saying, "Are you thus without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from outside cannot defile him? Because it does not enter his heart, but his stomach, and is eliminated, thus purifying all food." And he said, "What comes out of a man, that defiles a man." What comes out of a man? What comes out of the heart of a man? That is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. This is what makes you corrupt. Your heart. The heart that is not right. The heart that is not good. The heart that is not surrendered to God. It's corrupt. It's that bad tree that Jesus speaks about, bearing the works of the flesh. Only the works of the flesh has been displayed in the life of that individual. Jesus says what comes from inside defiles that person. So people of God, we have to come to understand that we have to have a clean heart, a pure heart. Every day we should cry out to the Lord, "Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, Lord. Bring me into a close relationship with you. Oh God, Holy Spirit, help me to be in that right relationship with you, that I will understand who I am in you." We have to pray right, people of God. Asking the Holy Spirit to walk hand in hand with us daily. Being spirit-led so we can be productive in our Christian life. We will see the fruit of the Spirit being produced in us by the Holy Spirit, bringing honor and glory to the name of Jesus Christ. If we are called by his name, people of God, if we are called by his name, and only corrupt fruit, only corrupt words are coming from us, only corrupt deeds, then my God, we are defaming the name of Jesus. We are defaming his name. But we want to be that good tree. We are plants of God, people of God. We are his people. And we are called to produce fruits of righteousness, bringing honor and glory to his great name. The kingdom of God, people of God, is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. So we have to come to understand that we have to display that Christ-like characteristic in every area of our lives, bringing honor and glory to the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Look at verse 19 of Matthew 7. "Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Judgment will come upon every false follower of Jesus Christ. Judgment will come upon every false follower of Jesus Christ. They will be cast into everlasting fire. They will be cast into hellfire, people of God. So let us come to understand and know that God is calling us to live a life of holiness, a life that is completely surrendered to Him, a life that brings honor to His great name, a life, people of God, that we will be able to walk in the Spirit. We will have that discernment to discern the deceivers and will not follow their ways. Their ways lead to destruction, but the ways of our Lord Jesus Christ lead to life everlasting. We are to walk in His ways. We are to display His qualities, His characteristics in every area of our lives, bringing honor and glory to His great name. Look at verse 20 of 37. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. So Jesus was making it so clear and plain to us. By the character of an individual, we will know if he's of Christ or not. By the characteristics he displayed, people of God. Why do we find it so hard to discern and to know the false prophets among us? By their character, you will know if they are of Christ or not. Therefore, Jesus said, because of what Jesus has told us, we must come to understand that it's by the character of that individual that we will know if he is really a Christ follower. Look at verse 21 of Matthew 7. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. People of God, this is serious. Every word is serious, but look at what Jesus is saying here. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. So Jesus was saying that everyone who is calling upon his name and calling him Lord, 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 shall enter into the realm or the kingdom of heaven. But the one who performs the will of his Father, the one who performs the will of his Father in heaven. So the question might be asked today, what is the will of the Father? The question might be asked today, what is the will of the Father? So we are going to be listing three things here that we must look on and consider and know that these are the will of the Father. The word said, the first one is the great commandment. The great commandment. That's the will of the Father for us. The great commandment, according to Matthew 22:37 through 40. The great commandment is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, people of God. And we see Matthew 22:37, Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. On these two commandments, people of God, rest all the prophetic writings and the law. On these two commandments, loving God, loving people. That's the will of God. The great commandment. So we carry out the great commandment. That's number one, to love the Lord. That's the will of God. Secondly, to carry out the great commission. What's the great commission, people of God? Many might ask. What's the great commission? Turn with me to Matthew 28. Matthew 28 and 18 through 20. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. The word of God says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." So we see, people of God, the will of God, to carry out the great commandment, to carry out the great commission, as mentioned in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And we look, people of God, and the third component is to remain faithful to God. To remain faithful to God. And we look at 2 Timothy 4, 7 through 8. To remain faithful to God. The word of God tells us in 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 through 8. The word says, Paul was writing here, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not only to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." All those who are looking for the appearance of Jesus Christ will remain faithful. Will remain faithful, people of God. And that's the will of God for us, to carry out the great commandment, to love God, to love people, to carry out the great commission, to go and to make disciples for Jesus Christ, and to remain, the third one, to remain faithful to God. As Paul said, "I have fought the good fight, I have kept the faith." Can we say that today, that we have fought the good fight and we have kept the faith? People of God, the Lord is calling us to remain faithful to him, to carry out that great commandment, loving God, loving people, and to carry out the great commission to go and to evangelize, tell somebody about Jesus. God bless you here this evening. We'll stop here and we'll continue next week from verse 21. God bless you, of Matthew 7. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you again for your word to us this evening. We thank you, O God, that you're calling us to do your will, to carry out your great commandment, O God, your great commission, and to remain faithful to you. Father God, we just thank you that you promise us a crown of righteousness. And we pray today, O God, as your people, that we will remain steadfast in you, unmovable. O mighty God, nothing will cause us, O God, to lose, O God, our faith in you. So we pray that we will remain stable in our faith. O God Almighty, we will not depart from the faith, but we'll continue to serve you in spirit and in truth. Have your way in our lives, O God, we pray, and we look to you by faith and give you thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and we say amen and amen. God bless you all this evening, and we will continue next week in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 7. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend, and continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Blessings.
In the Lord is love. Reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.